A bill to allow workers to earn paid sick days is pending in the New York City Council. It has 37 co-sponsors, but so far, City Council Speaker Christine Quinn has not allowed a floor vote on the bill. Today, supporters of that bill gathered to demand that Quinn allow a vote. WBAI's Linda Perry has the story.
Parents, babies, toddlers, city officials, and paid sick day advocates gathered on the steps of City Hall. Reporters took numerous photos of the babies, especially of Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer holding his nine-month-old, who was grabbing WBAI's microphone. Even though it was a news conference with many smiles, the subject matter is quite serious for New Yorkers. Stringer says there are 1.6 million New Yorkers who don't have paid sick leave.
They don't have the ability to stay home with their children when they get sick or care for them if something goes wrong. This bill is about the future of New York City. It's about making sure that every middle class and working man or woman has an opportunity to raise their family and take care of their own.
And it's a fight that's been going on in City Hall for some time. City Council member Gail Brewer says those who are against the sick days bill already have sick days. The Community Service Society's Sick in the City report found that 65% of New York's working low-income public school parents, nearly 2 out of 3, do not have paid sick time. Marcia Ziegler is a child care provider. She is with New York Community for Change.
I think it's very important that Ms. Quinn signs this bill. Children come into my daycare often. When one comes in sick, we all get sick. It's very important for us to have this bill passed, Ms. Quinn. Christine Quinn, pass this bill. Christine Quinn, pass this bill. Christine Quinn.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, one half of working moms miss work when a child gets sick. Of these, half lose pay when they take time off. Some parents miss doctor's appointments for their children because they can't take time off from work. Rashad Robinson says Quinn is playing politics.
And when the voices of people are put in peril by political process and by one person's interest in moving up to higher office, we need to stand up.
Robinson is with Color of Change, an online black civil rights organization with over 800,000 members. They delivered thousands of signatures today in support of the paid sick days bill to the city council.
The voices of black folks and their allies will not stand silent while Christine Quinn sits on this bill.
New York City public advocate Bill de Blasio says he has never seen a bill more debated.
More documented, more scrutinized, with more supporters. Everyone's weighed in. How on earth has this bill not been brought to the floor? It's not acceptable. It's not democracy as it's supposed to be. And it's time to demand a vote on this bill.
Stringer says paid sick leave is good for the economy. It's good for working families. It's good for the middle class.
And it's good for the children. Look at the kids in the strollers today. This is the next generation. They're going to get sick. They're going to need help by a parent. But if parents can't take care of their children, what kind of society do we live in? That's why we need paid sick. There's a lot of different proposals. We're starting to get to a place that I've long advocated, which is there's room to negotiate, but we have negotiated. We have gotten to 5 days. We can get this done. We should move the bill forward.
Anaya Shango Delioka is at the rally today to support Moms Rising, an organization which has paid sick days as part of their platform to build stronger families with an economic foundation where they can thrive and grow.
My son, Shango Jobi, who's 2 years old, is here. We definitely know the value of paid sick days. It makes a difference between taking your child to school and infecting other children. It makes a difference between going to work and infecting your coworkers, or actually keeping your job because you want to be able to get well. So I don't understand why this vote is not happening yet. We really need Ms. Quinn to make it happen.
So far, 50,000 New Yorkers from all walks of life have signed a petition to move the paid sick days bill forward. And they've been joined by the Bronx and Queens Chamber of Commerce and 100 small business owners. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.